Right now, sitting in with us is the Dundas City Administrator, Janelle Tappan. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in on this beautiful May Day.
Thanks for having me.
You had a regular meeting last night. It was the first meeting in May, and you actually had some regular agenda items this time.
There we did.
Not that you didn't do anything last time, but this one had some action items associated with this. Tell us about that.
Yeah, some good discussion. So on their regular agenda, the council considered, kind of a routine thing, but their first quarter financial report. We moved on then to asking them to accept the notes and report from the goal setting session they had at the beginning of April. So they identified, 2-year goals and then longer term, like 3 to 5 year. I would say that the 2 years are what we're calling the priorities, and then the goals are like 3 to 5 years out.
Mm-hmm.
So they accepted that report, and I will come back to them at a meeting, shortly, with what I call a management action plan, and that is just the steps that we'll take to move towards achieving those priorities and those longer-term goals.
All right. Are those goals, are those all online? Can the public look at all this information?
It will once the council is able to review the management action plan.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put it all on the website, and, it'll become part of our daily, kind of overarching kind of what we work towards.
All right. The high-level look at it. Once again, Janelle Tappan is with us. Budget kickoff. We were talking about this before we went on the air. Budget kickoff, that's about as welcome as, another round of respiratory illness that we've had here at the studio. Yuck. But anyway, it's got to be done, and the process just ended, and it's just starting again.
Right. We talk about, there's two seasons in local government. It's mm-hmm. audit season or budget season.
Mm-hmm.
And so we finished up audit season in, March, early April, and now we're just diving right into the 2024 general fund budget.
We're kind of working through that process. This is, like day one. It's a long process. Do you start looking at it once again from a very elevated level, then just kind of pare it down, or how do you from the inside out?
Yeah. So this is kind of more the granular level of again the general fund budget. So this is where our levy is set for 2024. So we talk about our daily activities. How much are we going to be spending on fuel in the streets department? How much is our workers' compensation premiums? That kind of thing. So, while there will be some of that, one of the priorities of the city council is to do a, whether we hire a consultant to help guide us through this, or it's internally driven, but to tell our story, tell Dundas's story. We're not a rural community any longer. We are, a growing community of our own, and we have, goals and visions of our own. We stand on our own 2 feet, and so we want to be. The city council wants to be able to tell that story, and so we're aligning the community with the city council. So when we talk about that, doing that, so if there's any cost associated with that, that would go into this general fund proposed budget.
All right. Once again, Janelle Tappan is with us. You also discussed the intersection of County Road 1 and Highway 3. Tell us what was discussed on that.
Yep. So this has been a long-term priority of the city's city council. You may recall, in 2016 to perhaps 2018, County Road 1 was widened and improved from basically Highway 3 all the way to 246. Did the roundabout up by mm-hmm. Bridgewater Heights, that whole project. Well, back in the planning phases of that project, I wasn't here. I don't know why this happened, but that whole pedestrian crossing at Highway 3 and County Road 1 was left off the project. So there's no way to, you know, go up and push a button and safely cross Highway 3 at County Road 1. And we see that as a big detriment. It's a safety consideration. You know, it ties our community together across the highway. There are trails and sidewalks that dead end that don't complete, that go into Northfield, that would, you know, we talk about multimodal transportation. So we have, you know, talked to the county in the past about it, and it just hasn't risen up in their priorities, and we don't feel that it's our responsibility to fund the whole thing. You know, we'll be a willing partner in the process, but, you know, it's a state highway and a county road. So drafted a letter to the county, basically, and asking for their help, it not only to the county, but to the state as well. Help in completing that pedestrian crossing at Highway 3 and County Road 1.
Are there any ideas on how to do that? Would you just put in a crosswalk? Would it be a tunnel or a bridge or an overpass? No. Or
what? It would be a crosswalk, just like the regular crosswalks, you know, up and down Highway 3 mm-hmm. in Northfield.
All right. And is that something that you would be optimistic would be done in the next short-term year or two, or how long will that take? Because you're dealing with the county and the state.
Anyone's guess. It's anybody's guess.
Okay. All right. Once again, Janelle Tappan is with us. Anything else from last night's meeting?
Nope, that's about it. I think we covered it all.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. And we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle Tappan from the city of Dundas. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield, streaming online, kymnradio.net, and all of our interviews will be available to podcast on our website. Just go to kymnradio.net.